It started with Band-Aid 25 years ago. Pop music stars recording songs used to raise money for people caught in natural disasters. Well, now in the aftermath of the Haiti earthquake, Quincy Jones has led a re-recording of We Are the World. And in Britain, a song for Haiti has been put together by a man not known for being charitable, British-born American Idol judge Simon Cowell. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
So, as it turned out, Mr. Nasty finally did something nice.
Girls, I can sort of understand how you two found each other, because it's rare to find two people as bad as you.
Simon Cowell is known for his acerbic put-downs of a generation of pop star wannabes. But last week, as part of a campaign led by the Sun newspaper in London, and it seems Prime Minister Gordon Brown, Cowell was asked to put together a Band-Aid-style song for the victims of the Haiti earthquake.
I had a call from the Prime Minister 2 or 3 days ago, would we do it? I got a call from the Sun today saying we want you to make the record. I have no idea what it's going to be at the moment, no idea who's going to be on it, other than I will make it happen.
And over the past week, Cowell has made it happen, and the song got its first airplay this morning on one of the BBC's most popular morning shows.
All right, Tuesday morning, BBC Radio 1. I'm Chris Moyles. That's the Chris Moyles Show. Okay, we need to play the Helping Haiti record. You probably read about it and heard about it on the radio and stuff. This is the track. This is Everybody Hurts.
Rather than commission a new song, Cowell went for R.E.M.'s classic, tragic, lilting ballad from 1992.
When your day is long and the night is yours alone,
when you're sure you've had enough of this life,
the singers are a mix of mainly British and American stars, Mariah Carey, John Bon Jovi, Miley Cyrus, Robbie Williams, and even Susan Boyle, with some artists singing their tracks at the same studios in London's Notting Hill where the original Band-Aid single was recorded in 1984.
And everybody heard.
Even in Britain's famously cynical media and entertainment world, the world that spawned Simon Cowell, the plight of the people of Haiti has touched a nerve. Many of the stars involved, like James Blunt and Rod Stewart, spoke of counting their own blessings as they watched the horror unfold.
Everyone thinks I've got it bad because of the recession, and when you realise, how lucky everyone is. Yeah, I'm so stoked to be a part of something so meaningful.
Obviously, I'm not going to say no. I was honoured to be involved.
We can do what we do. Think ourselves lucky.
The new version of Everybody Hurts will be available as a download from this Sunday. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
If you're on your own in this life, the days and nights are long.
You're listening to All Things Considered.